Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, baby, yeah. Check it out now. And I know you can identify with this one. Yeah, yeah. Check it out.
Check it out, hit it, quit it just one night. Got the whip to me, double back twice. I must have been out of my mind. Knowing I don't wanna, I'm about to nerd up. Guess it's too late to turn back now. Can't apologize, cause that ain't my time. Raining wet up in my ear, talking round. I got what you came for. Go on and hit it. That's what it pays for. We got protection. That's what it pays for. Who are you tripping now? You know I got it. That's what it pays for. So I can do you like this, baby. So I can treat you like this, baby. Don't you nothing like this. Even Superman couldn't turn your love down. I slipped up, slipped in. Hey man, what the hell you doing? Raw dog is a never. I know better. Heard a whisper, but don't worry, I'm safe. Didn't matter, cause it's already too late. I was lost in the sauce, dead wrong, and I ain't stopping now. Falling in the bush again, didn't think about what I was putting in it. Go on and hit it.
Like this, baby.
your heart, think of me. Think about us since our intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And consider and took it to blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he want to know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned into GEI Radio, Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone, with my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Yo, what it is, man. Happy Freaky Friday. I'm lit, man. I'm ready tonight, man. Let's get it.
That's what's up, man. How you feeling, though?
Oh, man, I'm feeling real good, man, even with all the craziness around me. Down here in Atlanta, man, it's another one of them weeks, man. It's actually another one of those weeks, man. But I'm ready to kind of take the load off just for an hour, some change, and just, you know, have a little fun, man. We behind the scenes with Freaky Friday. It's Friday, man, and I'm here, man. I'm good. My family's good. We safe. And we thankful, man. What goes on your way, Tom?
The same, man, just trying to stay sane. Not as much madness as it is in Atlanta, but just trying to stay sane. I actually had a radio show this morning that I did, so that was pretty cool.
Okay.
And of course, my birthday tomorrow, so I turn 40 tomorrow. I can't party like I want to, but I know, man, I'm gonna do a little something. But I'm definitely gonna make that up. Yeah, the big 4-0, man. I wish I could party like I want to. So, but like you said, man, we got a dope show. Last week we kind of took the time to address, you know, what was going on. We promised that we would be back this week. And we are. So you wanna kind of get into what we got going on tonight?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and jump things off, man. Indeed. So basically, guys, welcome to Freaky Friday every Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You got myself, GG After Dark, and you got GEI Tone. You can always find us here. We're on GEI Radio, Blog Talk Radio. So you can actually find us on the internet as well as right here. So for those of you that want to participate, trust me, once we get into it, you're gonna want to participate. Mm-hmm. So the way to do that, so let them know how to do that, man. Also let them know how to jump on the internet portion.
All you have to do, if you call them, all you have to do is press 1 if you want to, you know, give your opinion or chime in on any questions. If you're on the laptop or computer, you can just talk to us in the chat. I got the chat up. So, that's be ready. That's what it is.
Man, that's what it is. So tonight, man, we're going to talk about do's and don'ts in the public. You know, and I thought this was pretty funny, man. I thought it was really interesting because, you know, we talked about fetishes before. You know, we've talked about some intimate things, some freaky things in the bedroom. But now we're out and about in public, man. So it's real interesting to know what people really get into because, you know, it's, for the most part, I think it's about discretion, right? You know, the excitement that you might be seen. But, of course, it's all about you and your partner. So you and your partner, man, I mean, it's about pleasuring each other, teasing, and whatever you into. So we go dig in the do's and don'ts. For some people, it may be a go, maybe a green light. For other people, maybe a yellow light. For some people, maybe a hell no, maybe a red light. So that's what we're going to find out. So feel free to chime the hell in because this is going to be interesting. So anyway, all that being said, let's do it. I'm going to go ahead and jump some things off, man. I'm going to go ahead and ask you some questions, man, and see how you feel about this, Tone. All right, so the first thing I'm going to talk about, man, and this is off the cuff. You know, this is right off the cuff. So let's talk about some head in the vehicle, man. You know what I mean? Let's talk about that because, and the reason why I say in public because you could be parked, right? You could be in the parking lot or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? You could be at the airport or whatever. You could be driving, but folks can see you. Folks can still see you, man. They can still see your peoples, man. Is that taboo, man? Is that a do or a don't for you guys?
It's definitely a do, but I would say on the highway it can get dangerous. sometimes you can get a little too relaxed. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely a do. I think the funnest part about that is, you know, especially when you're driving, is people kind of seeing, not like, you know, all the way looking, but like driving past, knowing what's going on. I think that's the fun of it. So it's definitely a do in my book, but it's definitely dangerous on the highway.
Oh, wow. Definitely a do. Okay. So, but what about park? I mean, has it ever been a situation to where it's just like, completely spontaneous, you know what I mean? And you wasn't even really prepared for it, or you may have, you know, talked it up like, well, look, you know, we got about 15, 20 minutes, whatever, before we need to do this or do that, and let's get it popping. What about a park situation?
Yeah, that's cool, too, like, especially if you park by cars. I think the whole thing is somebody being able to, I guess, accidentally see you. That's the, you know, the more excitement about it. Because if you ducked off, like, at a park or something like that, it's, like, no fun in that. I mean, it's just y'all out there. So, I mean, it's still cool.
Yeah,
but,
you just getting it in.
You know.
Right.
If you're at a store or, I don't know, anywhere, and it happened, and it's definitely more exciting than being somewhere where nobody can see you.
Okay. I can dig that. I can appreciate that. For myself, unfortunately, I haven't had a whole lot of experience of that, man. You know, I might have, like, talked about it, you know, with who I was with. Like, you know, what if, you know what I'm saying? You know, something like that. But for the most part, man, it hasn't happened a whole lot. But I definitely welcome it. I'm all for it, man. I'm definitely a team player. Now when I say I welcome it, I'm not putting my head between her legs while she's driving. That's to me, that's not safe to get to it. Plus, I can't really get to it like I want to anyway. So it's going to have to be me getting serviced, if you will. So that's what the scenario is going to have to be. So with that being said, like I said, man, it hasn't been a whole lot. I could probably count it on one hand, unfortunately. Don't be feeling sad for me, y'all. I'm going to get mine at some point. But, you know what I mean? Hey, we go get it in at some point. I'm just going to have to make up for lost time. But, yeah, man, I think it's cool, man. I think it's really sexy. I think it's really freaky. And especially if she doesn't necessarily talk about it. You know what I mean? I don't want – let's not talk about it. Don't ask me, well, what do you think if, or can I do something now? Why? You know, if you start unbuckling my belt buckle and unbuttoning my pants, man, I already know what it is. You know what I mean? The boxes, I mean, you know, hey, briefs and boxes, man. So you ain't got to worry about no whitey-tighty resistance or nothing, man. So it's gonna be all good. So that's me, man. I'm all for it.
Yeah, we got a caller already, so they ready tonight. We got a caller already. Let's get this caller on the line. 7842 GI Radio, you on?
Yes, I was saying that it's nothing wrong with doing that while driving or whatever. I think it's all about the two people, and actually there shouldn't be any words, because if y'all vibing like that, just do what you got to do and satisfy your man.
That's pretty dope. But let me ask, first of all, thank you for jumping on. Let me ask you, though, for the very, very first time, I mean, don't you need to have an idea if that's something that he can handle or something he's with, or are you just going to experiment on the spot?
Well,
how do you handle the very first time?
For the very first time, y'all should have had some conversation. Well, not necessarily conversation, but y'all should just be vibing. So it's based off of the vibe. And, you know, just how y'all get along. So I don't really think that there should be a conversation about it or anything. I mean, it's just, if you just go along with the vibe, if you're feeling it, I don't think no man going to be like, nah, what you doing?
Nobody's going to be slapping
hands,
right?
Don't ask. That's kind of weird. I don't know if it's weird, but I won't say weird, but I don't think no woman shouldn't have to ask. Like, once she start making the move, like, you know what it is. So, like she said, I don't think nobody going to be like, no, stop, don't do that. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so.
I think asking the question to kill the move anyway.
Yeah, I think if you ask, you know, asking, like, anything, wow. Like, doing stuff kind of killed the entire thing. So... Yeah,
you guys for real right now? Why would that kill it? Because it's all about what she says, though. What if she says something real sexy, like, you know what, I got a treat for you. You know, get your ass together. Get your shit together. That kind of treat. And, you know, he might be like, what the hell you talking about? We already ate. What's wrong with that?
That ain't really asking. That's like leading up to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all more right. So hurt, like, if she acts like, can I do this to you right here? Then it's like, huh? Like, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be, it's still going to be a go. We're still not going to turn it down, but it's just like, dang, like, you didn't have to ask for that. You should have just, you know, did it, like, made your move.
Fair enough, y'all. Fair enough. Carla, we appreciate it. So let me ask you this before we let you go, though. Is it possible, have you ever experienced your man's going down, like, while you in the vehicle? Like, how does that work? I mean, that would be dangerous.
Yeah, that'll be dangerous.
Well, even park though. It doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be a moving vehicle. Even park. But
okay.
It's
yeah, I have experienced it. Yeah, I've experienced that. Yes.
Ah,
and it was fantastic.
Ah, there we go. See that song? You was laughing at me, dude. You was laughing at me. All right, that's dope, man. We appreciate you jumping on here with us.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
We got another caller. 5167 GI Radio, you on?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Fine, how are you?
All right.
We're good. You said hello like we called your cell phone. welcome to the show, GI Radio. Let's get it, Freaky Friday. What's your comment or question, honey?
Well, I just chimed in, so I'm trying to see what the topic is.
Oh, so you just pressing buttons. Okay, well, look.
Yeah, she just,
I appreciate
she
it. So tonight we're talking about do's and don'ts in public. And so the first thing that we jumped off with was actually getting head in the vehicle. So whether it's a moving vehicle, whether you park, or people can see you in the parking lot, airport, something like that. How do you feel? Is that a go? Is that a green light or a red light for you?
It's a green light.
Oh. Okay.
And like she got excited saying that.
Yeah. You want to expound on that?
This is Joy, Gigi.
Joy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, Gigi.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Joy? Okay, well, welcome.
Well.
Talk to me. So it's something that you wear. Do you initiate it? Is your guy like, hey, you know, are you offended if he's like, yo, can you tighten me up? Or is it something that you would initiate? How would that work?
Yeah, that's a hard question because I do it when I'm in the mood. So feel like it, then I'm all for it. So it doesn't happen to be the dude that initiates. So if I'm feeling it, then I'm all for it. I don't care if we're at the movies. I don't care if we're in the car.
Mm.
I don't care if we're in the mall. I don't care if we're in the store.
Whoa,
it doesn't matter.
Whoa, in the mall? How does that work
it don't
in
matter.
The mall? Give me the scenario.
They have bathrooms in the mall. You can always go in the bathroom and get it in. If you had a house party, if you feeling it, let's go to the bathroom. I mean, I don't think there's any barriers when you're in a relationship or when you with a dude. If y'all had that type of relationship, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Anytime you're feeling it, I don't think there's any barriers to when you can and can't. Some people just feel like they only could do it in the bedroom. I don't feel like that.
Right.
I feel like whenever you feel that you're in the mood, just do it.
Okay, Mikey.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm with you on that. I'm not gonna lie to you. I do want to ask you this though. If we're considering the bathroom, right? Are we going into the male's bathroom or are we going to the female's bathroom, and why?
Whichever one's available.
Okay,
hey.
So we scouting it. We're scouting now, huh? Somebody's going in there, coast is clear, send the text, come on in. I mean, is that the game plan? That's
well,
the pregame?
Well, I'm going to just tell you my experience. So there's been a situation where I've been at a party, and my dude sends me a text like, hey, meet me in the bathroom. So if it's the men's or the women's, it doesn't matter. We're going in the bathroom and we're going to get in. It doesn't matter. So I think you just have to be free. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too many restrictions in relationships or in situationships. If you feel the need to get it in, then get it in. That's it. It's point blank, period. There's no barriers or boundaries or whatever. You know, now if you don't want to do it in front of people, I get it. And some people don't want to do that, and that's cool. You want to keep it private.
Right.
I get it. But I'm not waiting until I get home if I feel like giving you some head right now.
Mm.
Can I ask you this? Which bathroom would be the biggest turn on for you?
Probably the men's.
But you gotta understand that, you know, if a guy is in the woman's bathroom and there's other ladies in there, you know, they're not necessarily gonna take kind to that, man, because they're trying to handle their business. You know what I'm saying? They might be changing their pads and shit like that. I don't know, but you know, they're not trying to see that. You know, but fellas, man, I mean, as a man, and I saw that, I'm like, look, hey, man, I'm here for it. Go for it. Matter of fact, leave the stall open. I need to see what's going on. I need to see why her heels clapping like that. You understand me?
Right.
It's a show, baby, and I'm here for it. Let's get it.
I agree.
So that's a good one.
I agree.
That's a good one. Shit. Hey, we appreciate you jumping right in. Hey, we like that.
Right in.
Now, have you tuned in? Is this your first time tuning in?
This is my first time on the actual call itself. I've logged into Gigi's Zooms before, but this is my first time doing an actual call in. Yeah, this is my first time.
No.
I love the topic, actually. I love it.
Listen, we warming up. I think this is show number 5, number 6. Maybe even 7.
Number 7.
So keep rocking with us. Number 7. Yeah, keep rocking with us. We appreciate that.
All good. Anytime.
Thank you for calling in.
No problem. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Stay with it.
Thank you. Man, we only got to the first topic.
That's
man.
The first question.
The first
we got another caller. I guess they missed us from last week, man. They ready this week. 4535 GI Radio.
What's up, man? I just wanted to know if that last caller was single or not.
hey, stay ready though.
You heard? I was calling to see where she at. What she doing right about now? Yo, that's my kind of talk right there, dude. Like, you know, I agree with her, like, for real. Like, the whole excitement about it is the spur of the moment. The, you know, the spontaneous part is what makes it hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it the car or wherever it is? It's the whole being spontaneous thing. Like, you know, I don't care where it is. Like, you know, I live in New York City. And we in the train station, in a club, in the car, whatever. Like, yo, sometimes it just be like that, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes, you know, especially, you know, a couple of drinks and, man, listen, you know, so I'm with her on that one. Like, you know, if you got a plan or sneak around, then it kind of takes the whole excitement out because you can plan and go somewhere else, you know what I mean? So, you know,
I don't know about going to
female while she driving. I think that's an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
In the car. You know, but, you know, I'll take that service in the car, you know what I'm saying? And then if it get real good, you can hop on top as long as I can see. I'm good. You know? Hey, I done worked. So, you know, real talk, good. I done some stuff, you know? But I just want to see where she at. Man. Like, is you single? What's good? If not, let's go take a ride. Yo, let's talk.
Hey, Gigi.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Let's switch it up, right? All right. So we got another caller. Before we switch it up, let me get this call on. I'm gonna get you back on, John, because I want you to answer this question. But let me get this other call on real quick. GI Radio 2352. GI Radio, you on?
Hey y'all, it's Candy. How you doing?
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey.
Checking in.
I just have questions. Like, I almost was going to wait to the next topic, but, like, do people really still ask for the dick, like, if we together? I just feel like I should own the right to it. So, like, what am I asking for? I don't know. But, yeah, like, I got the little copyright sign and everything. Like, the discussion, when we together, it's already a given. It's fine. Like, what are we discussing?
Okay.
I agree.
That's a fair question. So let me address that. Now, let's be very transparent and clear. Everybody's freakometer is different. You know what I mean? So you can't necessarily say that everybody will respond the same. Now, take me for instance. My freakometer is 0.005. All right? And that's not good. but we're working on it, okay? So you have to understand that me, if she's with me, you know, I'm gonna kind of need to know, you know, what's on your mind and whatnot, because, you know, if you just, you know, pull up my pants, trying to pull up my pants down, unbuckle and stuff like that, you know, I may be a little jittery.
Hold on one second.
Let me tell you what.
Gigi, is she like driving? Are you driving, Candy?
I am.
I can hear is your window down?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Is that better?
Yes. Man, there you go. All right.
Okay.
Oh, much,
thank you.
Much better. We were on flight 234 just then.
All right.
So let me clean up what I'm saying. Not everybody has the same freak meter. So that's why I asked initially, like, what if this is the first time that a guy is experiencing it from his lady? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you know, yeah, I understand you want to be aggressive and stuff like that, but also, man, you don't want buddy freaking out. So I don't know. How do you guys navigate through that? Because, you know, I would think that maybe it would start out as, you know, maybe she's grabbing his thigh, you know, grabbing his wood and stuff like that. Or do you just jump right into it? So, you know, that would be my question, is what that approach would be. So how would that approach work for you, Candy?
I think it would just depend on the situation. Like, if we're on the highway, you know, if I'm unzipping and, you know, unbuckling stuff, to me that's a given what's about to go down. But, you know, if we're like in a public place, it's probably,
yeah,
I'm probably a little bit more subtle, you know, I might give you a little wink or a little, you know, lick of the lips, let you know,
okay,
to kind of, you know, or do like the regular stuff. I might slide the drawers to you under the table or something like that. But I mean, if it's like a highway kind of thing, I would just think that, you know, I would get right into it. But, gee, you said you wouldn't go down on the highway. Like, would you at least play with it?
Well, damn, you know, that's actually one of the subjects. But definitely. Yeah, definitely. I definitely slide the panties to the side, man, and, you know, check the precipitation and go from there. Yeah, I'm all for it.
It's just so dangerous. It's so dangerous with a woman because they can get into it and probably forget that they drive it.
Dang.
Like, on the highway, it's dangerous both ways, man. Like, the highway is extremely dangerous when you're doing stuff
but
like
you
that.
Work
like
together.
You gotta be. Yeah, you gotta be. It gotta be. I don't even know the word. Like, it's just, I don't know. It could be dangerous. I know sometimes I didn't close my eyes longer than I should. Stop, like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
Yeah, it could get dangerous on the highway. So.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful.
Yeah,
back too far.
Yeah, it's gotta be teamwork. I mean, somebody got closing your eyes. That's kind of, because I know, like, I rode him on the highway, but it's just like, okay, I know you can't see, so I got the wheel. I just need you to work the gas pedal. So it's kind of like,
wow,
you know, we work together. It's not just the, okay. Oh, I'm expecting you to, like, look around me or anything like that. But, yeah, I guess it could get dangerous. I could see that.
Okay, so if you rode him, so did were you reverse or were you facing him? Because that's a pretty, that's
no,
pretty
no, no.
interesting.
No, I was reverse, like a reverse cowgirl almost. Because, like I said, I was watching the
okay.
wheel because
so
I'm on
you
top.
You can steer that motherfucker. You can steer.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you, boo. You don't even got to worry about that. This. I got the wheel. You just handle the gas and the brake. I got the mirrors.
Oh,
I got everything.
Boy.
So it's just, like I
that's
said,
dangerous.
We kind of work together.
I could definitely see some going heavy on the gas on that one. Definitely going heavy on the gas.
But see, that's why I play my part, though. You know, slow it down, babe. Hold on. You know, somebody got to be in control. Y'all just can't be both in the heat of the moment, you know?
That's phenomenal. Wow.
Now, but let me ask you this. Gigi, she said, you know what, it belongs to her, so anywhere she's going to, you know, do it. So, you want her to ask you, Gigi? Like, if it's the first time and you're not, that's a freak like that, you want her to ask you? Let's say you're in a restaurant. You want her to ask you to do that?
Okay, so, and that's a very good question. And I'm going to be transparent because, you know, I don't have anything to lose because, you know, I'm going to keep it 100. So I do want some type of subtlety, some type of hint of what's going on because and that's just me naturally. Like I don't do hints well. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you have to literally tell me like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I want it and I want it now. Then I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Shoot. I'm gonna get it to you ASAP. But you know, I've never really had that kind of connection all the way to the point to where I kind of know, like initially, like I know that that's something that you would do unless we had a conversation, you know? And, I mean, that's, you know, that's just my truth. But, you know, these things are going to change very, very soon. But, you know, again, that's my experience. that's my experience. You know, like I said, so even what we talked about, you know, I can count maybe, you know, I'll count on one hand my experience. And so, yeah, but we getting better, though, man. Don't cry me a river. I'm going to be okay.
So are there certain signs that are just like a given that she wants it for you, or she just kind of...
So, you know, one thing about me is I like, if you're aggressive... Then be aggressive. Don't second guess yourself. You know, and I don't know if maybe sometimes I may intimidate in some type of way, but like if you want it, you know what I'm saying, go for it. You know, don't play the game. You pet me a little bit, I pet you a little bit, you go a little further, I go, fuck all that. We don't need to do all that. check, see that the dick is swollen, because it will be. That's enough. That's all you need to know, right? I'm on swole, or you can feel me getting on swole, but we can go from there, you know, okay? Because I'm feeling on titties to make sure that the nipples are on point, you know. So I'm checking, you know. I already grab ass all the time, so you know, I just don't like that game in the beginning, you know. Sometimes it's awkward for people, but it's not awkward for me. If that's what it is, let's get it.
We should have asked all the ladies this question, the ladies that called in, but we'll start with Candy. Now, for guys who don't catch hits, let's say you're not being aggressive, you're not taking off your panties, you're not, how are you flirting or showing him that you want to do that?
Like I said, it's really just depending. Like, I may, like, slide my foot up his leg or something under the table or just, you know, say something. I might go to the restroom and text him, come meet me or whatever, if I have to be more direct. I will. But, you know, most of the time, if you're with somebody, they know what you're trying to say. Because a lot of times you do the same thing when y'all are, like, in the house. You just, you take it a little further. So I think in most cases, you know, from my experience, most cases, they've known. And, you know, if I have to be direct, I will. But, you know, like I said, if I'm feeling up on it with my foot, or if I'm giving you a remote to my vibrator or something, you already know I'm trying to get something started. So, like, you know, it's not usually, I don't usually have that issue, but, you know. Yeah, I guess it would all depend.
All right, Gigi. You taking notes, Gigi?
Hey, listen, I've been taking notes since
you started. Somebody like Gigi, I would just be straight up direct. I mean, if I feel like he's going to miss the hints, it's just, you know, I would just have to be direct with him.
Okay.
He's going to scare you.
And how would that work? Let's role play. Let's role play real quick. So how would that
sound? I'm not doing this with you.
All right. Well, I think that's dope, though. We can definitely appreciate that. And and my point is, everybody is different. You know, you may have some guys that are they straight up freaky deep, so you already know what it is, because there may be it's premeditated to some people. Is what I'm saying. It's premeditated.
Yeah.
Like, you already know, especially if you've already been there and done that there. Now it's almost like, okay, so what's the cue? What's the action word? You know what I mean? So that's why I like to talk about, you know, the different approaches. And then, you know, some guys may be kind of thrown off. Like, damn, well, I didn't know you had it in you. You know, let's get to it. Now I know. You know, so it's sometimes like taking it another notch is what I'm saying. And so that's why I talk about the variety of responses. So. Thank you. Hey, we appreciate you once again.
No worries. All right, and now we'll talk to you a little bit later. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Yeah, Tony, I was ready to role play, man. But you saw she moved around. She moved around.
Hey, I see you jump out there. That's what's up. I like that. I see you jump out there. We got I don't even know if we're gonna get to another question, Gigi. We got another call.
Man, we got some really good questions also though.
Okay, so let me just tell, you know, the callers, like I said, I'm turning 40 in like 2 hours and 20 minutes, so I'm sipping. I haven't drank anything in like 2 months. So I am tipsy, I'm drinking Crown Apple. So some of these callers, the numbers are blurry a little bit. So if I click your name and you already, I mean, if I click your number and you was already on, I'm just a little tipsy. Just, you know, bear with me. It's my birthday weekend. 5167. G, I already owe you on.
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to Freaky Friday GI Radio. What's your comment or your question?
So what do y'all like in the bedroom?
Oh. Okay. You're coming in with the question, huh? That's not a problem. Let me jump right in. Well, we're talking about do's and don'ts, right? So as far as a do, I would just have to say, anything that has to do with the woman being aggressive, you know what I mean? Just, I just like aggressive women. Now, my thing about it is, I'm not saying you have to be aggressive, all the time, or you have to have a natural aggressive personality, but I just like to know that we about to get to it. I don't need no testing, you know what I mean? Don't rub my shoulder when you want to rub my dick, okay? Rub them both if you do anything. You know what I mean? I like kissing. Kissing is cool and stuff like that, but that's kissing ain't guaranteed. Plus, you know, kissing is, you know, that's really, really intimate. It can be a kissing session. I need to know what's going on. So, for me, I would just say any type of aggressive activity. But, again, we're talking about in public. So, again, in public, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, my lady feeling on my wood. You know, you can go ahead and take it out. Get the hand sanitizer. I ain't tripping off of that either. You know, we can go clean. We can go green. We can go clean. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind a nice hand job under the table. Is that something you'd be open to doing with your guy?
Absolutely.
Okay, have you done that before?
Plenty of times.
Oh, okay. So how do you keep him lubed up? Because you know you don't want to jack him dry. So how do you keep the lubrication?
There's so many ways. You know, you can
okay.
Spit in your hand. You can put a little bit of lotion. I keep lotion in my purse, so
yeah.
Put lotion on my hand and get with it. I mean, or I can just have him come follow me in the back. I mean, it doesn't matter. Trust me, I can get him up. No problem.
You can get to it. You can get to it.
Yes.
Ah, that's dope. I can appreciate that. All right, Tom, what you got?
Like I said, man, with me, I'm with whatever the lady with. Whatever my woman with, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's
okay.
Restaurant, wherever, it don't make me no never mind. If she with it, I'm with it.
So that means you'll finger her under the table?
Yeah, all dudes. If that's what she want. If that's what she want.
Okay,
but I ain't asking,
you
bro. I'm just gonna do it.
She's saying would you initiate that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. I'm trying my hand. Like, I mean, I'm married, so I'm in a different, you know, ball game than Gigi. But yeah, definitely, I'm doing whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not accent. I'm
yeah,
not,
yeah.
I'm,
the couple,
you know,
the couple level is there. There's no walls. There's no guesswork.
Yeah, it's
you
a
know what
different.
It is. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful.
It's thing. It's a lot easier than your situation, Gigi. You know, I mean, if you meet somebody, then I can understand. Like, you just don't want to jump out there like that. But in some cases, you got to, because that's the only way you're gonna know if she a freak like that. So you just got to take that risk.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you do you prefer freaks over conservatives?
You got to be talking
yeah.
to me, right?
Yeah.
You're talking to Gigi.
Oh, that was for Gigi.
Because you get the best of both worlds, Tom. So that's no question. You know, for me, I really go off of the vibe. You know, because sometimes I like the element of surprise. If I don't think that that's something that she would even do, and then she does it, then that is such a big turn on. And then you know, you got some women. You know, you ladies, y'all talk shit too, right? You talk shit. Hey, when I get to you, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. You know, make sure that you know you got that first one out the way. Cause when I get to you, I need you to last. I need rounds, right? That's shit y'all talk. So it's I like surprises. The only thing I don't like again is the game part. Like, you know, you do this, I do that. You do this, I do that. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything that's off limits in the bedroom?
Well, Dad, we got a third host in this motherfucker right now.
You
good
sure
question.
Do. You sure do.
For me, yeah, I don't no nothing in the ass. Okay, no fingers around there. I don't want nothing.
But what if
she?
But what if
so
she
that.
Wants you to do it? What if she wants you to do it though?
Then we're gonna have to have a conversation. We're gonna need a pregame. We're gonna need some contracts involved. You know, I don't particularly. That's not something I'm gonna volunteer to do. So you know, we would definitely have to know each other, and it would even probably be conversation, because that's kind of one of those things to where, you know, how far will you go? And again, if you didn't hear in the beginning, my freakometer is 0.0005. So it's not something that I'm already thinking about, but at the same time, you know, if I'm with that partner and that's something that we want to do, you know, it can go down.
Okay.
You can. Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely open minded. I'm not gonna be the one to make things go south. No pun intended. So there we go.
So basically, you're down for whatever as long as you have a conversation, and as long as nothing's going in your butt, you're welcoming to going into her butt.
Hold on a second. hold up. Are we talking about anal right now?
Are
we talking about anal sex?
We are.
We talking about groceries.
Anal.
Again, I don't have a whole lot of experience in anal, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to say that I've never done it because that's not true. But, that's not going to be the first experience. I know that. You know what I mean? I need the boom, boom immediately, heard? So that's not going to be our first experience, and it's probably going to take some time. Because, and let me go ahead and get this out. Judge me if you will. That's cool. I don't mind. But the thing about that is if I meet a woman and she loves anal, and like she almost talks about anal more than she talks about vaginal, then, you know, that makes me feel some type of way. And the reason why is like, okay, so most of your encounters, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be a requirement. Because obviously, you know, vaginal is going to be there. But then it's almost like, okay, well, somebody, you know, introduced you to it or experienced it with you. Now you love it, so it's almost like you want that all the time. And I'm not going to want that all the time. I'm not going to want that all the time. I'm going to want that rarely. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely one of those things to where, you know, if you love it like that and we just, you know, we just connected and stuff like that. I'm gonna be thinking. I'll be thinking a whole lot. but you know, it's not a deal breaker. I will say that it's not a deal breaker. So.
I think it just adds to the sexual experience because I'm not an anal person 24/7, and I have had anal experiences that were phenomenal, you know. So I'm always vaginal first, but if I'm in that mood and we have enough lube, then I'm with it because that's the best orgasm ever.
Oh, even more so than vaginal penetration.
It's better than vaginal.
Wow. Amazing. That's amazing. My journal is lit.
Lit, right? Lit.
My journal is lit. This is some good stuff.
Let me tell you something.
This is
the women that say, oh, I'm not with anal sex and I'll never do it. Once they try it one time, their whole mindset will change. Now, I'm straight heterosexual. You know, I love my men. I'm not gay by no means. But I understand why some men like anal sex. I understand why some men are gay, straight up. Because the penetration that you get, the orgasm that you get from anal sex, is no comparison, none whatsoever, to vaginal. I would take vaginal all day, every day, but trust and believe, if we have enough lube, trust, you going in the ASS.
Even after busting 4, 5, 15 times, you still want a round of booty love.
Please believe it.
Hey, I respect it. Hey, I appreciate
yeah.
it.
Anytime appreciate y'all want me on y'all show, let me know.
We want you
every Friday at 9. Please call in.
Yeah.
Every Friday at 9.
I'll make sure I do. I'll make sure I do.
All right, so
we
your name is,
you calling in.
Are you, can you hear me? Because you have a name. Your name is Mystique.
Miss what?
Your name is Mystique. Mystique.
I love it.
Mystique. All right, cool. We got Mystique. We got Candy. Hey, let's get it, man. We only got a few minutes, Paul. We got to get to it, man. Carlos, thank you so much for coming on here.
Thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you for your support.
No problem.
Woo-wee.
This is a full-blown situation, man. This is the most calls we have back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
You know,
and it's three more
questions.
We still have three more callers, and we still haven't got past the first question.
No, we haven't.
Like we're literally still on the first question. Oh, my goodness. She said some stuff. That was a lot. 7842 GI Radio.
Yes, I just wanted to piggyback off of some of the things she said, the previous kind of Mystique.
Okay.
That's it. You picked up quick. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So, actually, one of the things I think Gigi said, or you might have said, how do you flirt if the person is not, if they don't really get what you're trying to say? Well, one of them is, I'm in town. And, yeah, it's like an inside joke.
I see. So you have code. You're talking in code is what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm talking in code.
I like that. But, that sounds like something that you've used before.
Yeah.
Is that your code?
That's one of them.
Here we go. Okay.
But as far as what she's saying, as far as anal, yes, it is a different, it's a mind-blowing experience. But personally, I wouldn't have to have it all the time. That would be something to me that everybody, an experience that everybody doesn't get. We got to know each other.
Yes.
That's why I let, you know, before it goes that far, because that's just not something that you go around and be like, hey, let's have anal sex. That's for certain people that you didn't got real close to.
And that's a good point. That's what I was saying. Yeah, go ahead.
And personally, I can have 100 orgasms just from penetration, but the most mind-blowing are from the clitoral stimulation. And it doesn't have to necessarily be with your mouth just rubbing it or grinding while we're having sex. That's just take you to a whole nother level.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now listen, I know about that. Let me say this now. You know, I'm standing up. Imagine me standing straight up in my chair right now, okay? Because that's what I'm doing. So the clitoris stimulation, I think, is very important. And see, my thing is, even before the penetration, you rub the wood against it, like, you know, you're basically stroking the wood against it. You sliding it up and down before you actually penetrate. So I know about that. I know that that's a sensation in itself. That's good prep work, and that's good. But let me say this, because I know we're pressed for time. I appreciate what you said when you mentioned about the anal sex. And so that's why I said what I said. And let me put a disclaimer out for ladies. I know I can't date everybody at the same time, but there's guys like me. And so here's the thing. If you love anal, and you haven't had sex with that guy, don't tell him you love anal. Don't tell him
there was no experience.
Don't tell him that you love that experience before you guys have had. And I'm just saying, at minimum, vaginal penetration. But don't just go into it like, hey, what do you like? You know, I love anal. That drives me crazy. Well, damn, I ain't even put no wood in you. So what that means? You know what I'm saying? So I just think, for me, that's a very important PSA. But again,
I disagree with you, Gigi.
Okay.
I gotta disagree. I feel like if that's what turned her on, then that's just what it is. Like, whether it's some girls like, you know, get turned on from giving head, or, you know, have an orgasm from giving head. Some girls, you know, it's different things with different women. So if that's your thing and that's what turned you on, then that's what I want to do. You get what I'm saying? Because my job is to turn you on and do what you want me to do to you. So I'm not, if that's your thing and I'm like, nah, I ain't doing that, I'm about to do this, then you're not going to be turned on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, it's not going to be what you wanted it to be. So my opinion, I would say if that's what she come out and say, I'm with it. Like, if that's what you want and that's what's going to turn you on, then that's what I'm going to do, me.
So your first encounter would be anal? You'd be good with that?
If that's what turned her on. Like, if that's what turned her on, then that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I think that would turn a man off.
Why?
I think that would
turn
the
man
off.
Because
you don't know him like
that.
You don't know him like that. Why would you? Yeah, you don't know him like that.
I don't know him like that.
You don't give up all your cards. Well, I'm not going to give your head in. Yeah. Yeah, it's totally different. That's like more going into the mood, going with the mood. You don't necessarily have a conversation about that, but I think the anal, you definitely have to have a conversation about. And I don't think it should be the first conversation.
Yeah, everybody is different. I think that the anal is something that is reserved for somebody that, you know, is a partner, or, you know, it's like a treat. It's a dessert.
Yes.
Not everybody gets to that point. You know what I mean? It has to be beyond just sex to get anal. In my imagination, I'm thinking she's like, okay, you know what? I want to give an additional part of me that I don't typically give to anybody. Like, she can get head to 100 folks. No disrespect. But, you know, sometimes you give head and you're like, okay, the head was either bad or the head was kind of good. But you know what? That's it. I don't really want the dick. I don't know you like that. But you know what I'm saying? Maybe the head exchange of headage, if you will, was good, and then maybe that's the only exchange. And then you progress to vaginal, and then the ultimate is you know, backyardigans.
But if that's what get her off, you're gonna say no? Like, you're gonna tell her no? Like, if that's what, super turn her on.
I ain't doing it. Yeah, my first encounter is not going to be anal, because that means that, you know, that's how you roll, and that's too much activity in the intestines back there in the back. I don't want to follow up in that. Make me feel like it's a treat. Make me earn it. You know what I'm saying? Let me go 3 months. Let me go 6 months. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be like, you know, Super Mario Brothers has the levels. I want it to be like the levels where you got to, like, fight the dragon, right, the big-ass dragon. Let that be the anal dragon, right? That's crazy. I want to get to the level of the anal dragon.
I want to hear from the women, if that's what turned you on, would you wait 3 months or 6 months for it? If that's what turned you on, would you wait that long for it?
All right, let's start with this call and move on. Carla, how do you feel about that?
Like I said, it wouldn't be. It's an addition. Like Gigi said, it's an addition to further down the road that we're going to experiment with if it lasts that long. But it's not going to be something that I immediately bring up and let's try this, because I just think that there are certain things that you reserve for certain people. And initially, you might not get to that level. So it's not something that I'm going to even entertain until we've gotten to that level.
Well, there has to be additional trust, right?
Yes, definitely.
It's an additional layer of trust. Okay, so, all right, cool.
I can respect that.
Okay. Well, Connor, we thank you for jumping on. Now, Connor, is this your first time? Is this your first time on the blog talk?
This is my first time.
It is. Okay. Okay. Dope. So we look forward to to hearing from you on Fridays. You are part of the family.
I definitely will be
there. All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks. Man, this is something. I think they made us pay for last week, man. I think we had to double duty this evening.
We still have some callers on. I mean, I'm good. I could go. I like the conversation, and I really want to get this answer. I feel like, I agree with the lady that just called. Like, if that's not her thing, if she wants to wait, then that's cool. But if it's something that turns, like the other caller that we had, that who said she loves mm-hmm. it. So if she's dealing with a guy, like that's what she's gonna want that. So if that's what turned her on, you think she gonna wait 3 to 6 months, like to get to normal, or whatever the case may be? I mean, it's sex. Like, once you decide to have sex, like, just go.
Before we get the next callers on here, and I see you want to talk about it, you want to deal with this, you're very passionate about it, you got to look at it from a clinical perspective. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, women aren't trying to have a whole lot of mileage in the ass. And the reason why I say that, well, let me say this, with multiple partners. Right, so that's why I'm like, it has to be like a selective process that guy gets the booty. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm
You gotta think about it like this. What's the difference in her doing it in 2 weeks and her doing it in 6 weeks? Because the guys that did it before you already did it anyway. So if she did it with 40 guys before you, you waiting 6 weeks, 6 months don't mean it. It don't mean nothing. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, if a woman, if it's something that turned a woman on, that means that that's what she's been doing, because that's what she's been expecting from every guy. That's why she's asking you for it. So if you touch her, you know, licking her, sucking on her nipples, turn her on, that means that's what every guy been doing before you.
Right. So right. And that's a good question. Did you really just give a 40 booty anal body count just now?
I'm sorry. I don't know because I turned 40. That's why I 40 in my head. That's. I'm sorry, ladies. I didn't mean to say 40. 10.
All right.
5, 10 guys. Okay. I'm sorry.
Let's hear from the ladies, man. I mean, hopefully we can't even guarantee if there's gonna be ladies on the line.
Let me get back to the guy, because I said I was gonna get back to him before I get back. I see there's still two more people that's still trying to get on, but let me get back to him before we get off. 4535.
Y'all could have went on ahead with the females.
I see a lot.
I just feel like if that's what she wants, that's what she's fitting to get. Because I think it's hypocritical to say that, oh, with the anal and stuff, if she ain't a virgin, somebody done been in it before. So, you know, and a whole lot more dudes probably done been in the front than them being in the back. And not to mention how many people you done stuck something in before you came come into her house. So if that's how she get down, that's how she get down, let's get down. I'm with it. That's how I feel.
So I appreciate that. So go ahead and divulge how many opportunities have you had to where she wanted anal in the first with the first experience? How often has that happened?
I've only had two relationships where that wasn't involved. So,
each woman was like, "Hey, she wants anal first, and you obliged."
I'm with it. Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm really cool with that. Actually, you satisfy a woman that way. And bro, when I say she loves you, you have no idea, bro. Like, you get her off that way, and you'll never have to worry about cheating or anything. You talking about hook? that's the truth. I know some guys is different. It's different places. I'm from Brooklyn. We gully over down here. So, whatever. Let's get it. I'm with it.
It's the Brooklyn way.
Yeah, spread love is the book. Like real talk though, if she can take it, I can dish it out. I always tell them, if you can take it, I can dish it out. Trust.
Fair enough.
I want to hear from. I'm curious to hear from the ladies. Press one if you want to answer this question. All right, John, we're gonna come back to you. It's my birthday. We on for another 21 minutes. You know, we're going to go another 21 minutes. If Gigi can stay on for 21 minutes, can you stay on for 21 minutes, Gigi?
I'm here. I'm here for it.
All right. We're going to go 20 more minutes. So let me see. 5167. GR Radio.
I'm back on again.
Oh, I seen the thing up, so I thought that you pressed one. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So, do you want to answer the question?
I sure can. What's the question?
So, far as anal sex, do you wait for it or is it right away?
I don't do anal with everybody. It has to be a certain type of connection for me to even want to have anal sex. So that's a special type of connection and interaction with a person. So I don't do it with everybody. I have done it probably with about two people in my whole life. So, but the experiences that I've had have been great. But it's not something that you do with every single sexual partner. For one, they have to have the size to do it, number one. And number two, you have to have that connection, you know, because just because somebody wants to put their dick in your butt doesn't mean that they have the width or the girth to do it. You know, so you gotta feel the vibe. It's like, you know, if I'm in a room with somebody and we're having sex, if I don't feel it, if I'm not in that mode to have them go that way with me, I'm not gonna do it. So it just depends on the connection you have with the person.
Okay. Now has that ever been the first intercourse? Has anal ever been the very first experience with any of your partners ever?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
All right. So I'm not going to even invite them that way. You know, so if we're kissing and we're intimate and we're having sex and I feel like, okay, I want to experience that with that person, and yes, but 9 times out of 10, it's strictly vaginal. You know, like I said,
okay.
In my experience, I've only done it twice.
Gradually.
Yeah, gradually. Now, right now, currently, With my current boyfriend, absolutely. If we get into it and he's like, hey, let's do it, yeah, I'm all for it, you know, because I feel that connection with him. Right, absolutely. Lubed up, though.
Right, no question
about that. Right.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope. We appreciate you on that.
No, Gigi,
what?
Because I asked the question. I'm sorry, I asked the question wrong. I told you I'm kind of sipping, so I asked the question wrong. The question was if it was your thing, like if that was your thing, if that's what turned you on, if that's what you like, could you wait 3 to 6 months? That was the question.
Absolutely not.
Because Gigi said, exactly. See? I knew that. See what I'm saying, Gigi? If that's her thing and that's what turned her on, she's not going to wait that long to do it.
I'm not.
I don't remember denying that. I think my thing was, does it happen on the initial session? As far as progress, I mean, 3 to 6 months, I mean, that's a lot of progress in any type of relationship or situationship for a person to get comfortable. So, yeah, I get that. My thing was, it's not going to happen off rip. I don't care if you like it. I don't think if that's your thing or not. I just don't see it happening off rip. So that was my argument.
With you, though. You're saying with you.
If she's going to be like, I want our first experience to be anal, I think that is very, very rare. And so that was my story.
If that's her thing, like he just mentioned, if that's her thing, if she likes anal, then that might be something that she wants from the very first encounter. It just depends on the woman you're dealing with. For me personally, it won't be the very first encounter.
Right, and I'm not that guy. I'm not doing that first. I'm definitely not going anal first and then vaginal. Nah, B.
But would you lick her that way though? First.
Probably not. To be honest, for the first experience, I probably wanted to be a little vanilla. Let's be vanilla.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's explore that first, and then maybe subsequent. Like even with me, I mean, there's levels with me too. You're not gonna get anything off rip from me. You're not even gonna get the best wood yet. You gotta come back. That's a whole nother. Hey, we're not even gonna get into that, but I answered your question.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Absolutely.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
You said like. Okay, cool. All right. So you're saying that the first encounter you won't lick her butthole, because I don't curse, her butthole. So would it be okay, though, for her on the first encounter to lick that section right in between your butt and right up under your balls? Would that be okay?
Mm. Probably not.
Oh, really?
Probably not.
Okay. Gigi, you
love
it, bro.
So you would stop her.
Say what?
So you would stop her. So okay, case in point. If I'm sucking your dick, right, and I go down to your balls, and I'm sucking your balls, and I lift your balls up, and I lick that area right under your balls, right before your anus, you're going to stop me.
I'm not going to stop you, but I'm going to reposition your ass. All right? So that's what's going to happen. There's going to be some repositioning. And it's only because, you know, I just feel like there's levels, man. We're not doing everything the first encounter. Like, there has to be, for me, there has to be some type of levels of what we did last time, and we have to continue to graduate. You know what I mean? Because that's a whole new level. Just the sexual experience is a whole new level. So I might know you personally. We good. We kick it. You know what I'm saying? We have a good time. Now, sexual, that's a whole other realm. That's for me, that's starting. You start from scratch on that realm. You understand what I'm saying? And so that's just me. I compartmentalize, you know, levels with me. You know what I mean? We're going to hit different levels at different times. And so now that we're on a sexual premise, let's build on that. So we're not going to do everything off rip. I'm still getting to know you on a sexual, you know, from a sexual, physical standpoint. And, you know, we're gonna find out what works for us and what don't work for us. So, yeah, I'm going to reposition for sure.
I respect your opinion.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And I respect how you think and your feelings, but I can guarantee you, if I'm down there and I'm doing my job, you're not going to stop me. I have not had one stop me yet. Not one.
Listen, you know, I can say whatever, but when it comes down to it, you know, it's all about what happens in my response. So I would never say never, but I'm telling you now, going through the thought process, that's how I feel like I would respond.
I understand you're being politically correct right now, but in the moment, if it's feeling good, you're not going to stop me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he's not stopping nothing. He's not
exactly.
Stopping nothing.
Say that for TV or radio.
Definitely. But we definitely appreciate you calling in.
Yes, we do.
We're trying
Thank
to get one
so
more
much.
Person on before we get off. We appreciate you being a good sport.
Indeed.
GG.
Yes,
Gigi
sir.
He's stopping her.
I didn't say I was
man.
Stopping. I said I was repositioning. It's all about communication. So listen, though. So if I'm doing something that, you know, to the woman that I'm with, and she doesn't particularly like it, or she's a little uncomfortable, then if I continue to do it, man, I can catch charges, right? No, you know what I'm saying? No means no. We still have to learn each other, man. You know, she can go for it. I ain't saying that, you know, she can't go for it, but, you know, I'm still going to feel some type of way to where, we're not there yet. We're not there yet, man, and it may be more psychological than it is physical.
I get it. Like I said, everybody's different. I just feel like once we decide to have, once you decide to have sex with somebody, it's what you holding back. You decided to do it. So why are we doing it 50%? Like if whatever you like, let me know. Like we decided to have to do this. So we're going to do it.
Yeah.
That's how I think.
Definitely.
I don't know what the difference in doing it the first day or doing it 6 months later. Doing it the first day is not going to make me change my mind about you. Like, oh, man, she did all that. I don't want to be with her. It's not going to, me personally, it wouldn't make me change my mind about a woman. Like you said, a lot of guys different. A lot of women different. But, I don't know if they stuck up there, but I see a lot of people press one. I don't know if they don't know how to get it off their phone. So I'm going to try to get one more person, maybe 7547, GI Radio.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hola. Hola, ¿cómo está?
It's Lady X.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Welcome.
I'm good. Interesting conversation tonight. Interesting conversation. Yeah, I don't know. Can we ask another question? We've talked about anal for like 40 minutes. So did y'all have another question?
We have. We had they insisted on staying in the ass tonight, man. Literally. So I will say this real quick. Now let's be very clear, because during vaginal sex or the attempt of, sometimes he slipped down there. Sometimes he slipped down there. We ain't talk about the incidental. You know, if he slipped down there, are you like, well, shit, you know, hey, go ahead, or you, I ain't prepared, like that. So that's something that nobody touched on. We ain't going to touch on it. I just want to make mention. But we had plenty of other subject matter in regards to the do's and don'ts in public. The do's and don'ts in public. So we'll ask you just to, you know, completely improv that, you know, do you have any specific don'ts in public? Like, this should not happen. People can see us. I'm uncomfortable, or I can't control myself if it happens. What are your don'ts when it comes to activity with your people in a public setting?
I don't have any don'ts, actually. I'm a voyeur anyway, and I participate in lifestyle. So, there's not any don'ts. I'll be 40 this year. So happy birthday to the birthday boy. Happy birthday.
Geminis, right? Both of y'all Geminis?
Yeah. No, my
Geminis,
rule
the world. Oh, I am.
But I'm just telling you happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I'll be 40 this year. So there's not really any don'ts. I would venture to say for him, whatever he's really comfortable with, I'm a submissive, so it does not bother me to be pleasured or to have, you know, my dom pleasure me. But also, there are points where I do get aggressive. I heard you mention earlier that you don't like the, I call it the tear effect. So to seduce a guy like you, let's just say, it would be you walking in the door. You've been very, very stressed out all week. You've had a lot going on. It would go something like, I need you to go to the bedroom. And in less than a minute, prove to me how fast you can get your clothes off. Lay on the bed. I need your dick standing at attention and your arms behind your back. And if you don't, we're going to have a problem. Do you understand?
Mm. Yeah.
So that's kind of loud using a little bit of that feminine. I think women, you know, it's not really aggression, so to speak, but I think it's
being
feminine.
Intentional.
Exactly. And
you that's my point. Be very intentional.
Intentional. Yeah. I think women are, I don't know, I can't speak generally, but just to say, I've noticed in Atlanta some women are just a little too masculine aggressive. And so they get to a certain point and then they get scared and they pull back because that's not the natural nature of a woman. Instead of being feminine, because there's two different sides to that coin. And so it's in your tone, it's in your talk, it's in your movements, it's in how you're touching him. And your man is really supposed to be aroused mentally by you all day before he ever becomes physically aroused by you. So that's leaving in the morning. He should see you putting on your stockings or putting on that dress to go to work.
Yes.
Or he should spend,
come on,
he should walk after you and smell you. You know, he should be able to say, damn, you know, my babe just left to go to work and I really probably should have hit her up, you know. So there's certain things I think as a woman, and if you are seductress, which I teach a class to women on how to be seductress, how to use your feminine in such a aggressive way to where you won't have to ask him for sex because he's not going to be able to keep his hands off.
Sure.
He's going to, those cues are going to be laying around the house all day long to where he's going to be like, hey, I really need to go and sign on to this radio blog right now, but I smelled her perfume this morning at 8 o'clock, and my dick been hard ever since then. I need to go handle
that's
that
right.
real quick, and I'm gonna come back to this radio. You know what I mean?
That's
so,
right. yeah.
I really don't think it's really you having to ask your partner, or you having to, you know, you don't have to grab his wood necessarily. You don't even have to do that. You can brush up against him while he's getting something out of the fridge, or you can ask
right.
him, "Babe, I'm so tired. Do you mind bringing the clothes out of the bedroom? And I promise you, later on, I will pay you back in ways you can never imagine." And
come on
he gonna be like, "You know, I don't. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna go in and wash the clothes. You know, don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Go take your shower. You know
hold.
What I mean? Yeah, exactly. So I just think it's things like that that you know you get to a point where you learn your guy, of course, and your guy hopefully is learning you. But most men are kind of simple when it comes to sex. Y'all are not very complex. So if you arouse your mental, and some men are very, you know, cerebral, some men, you know, are physical. They like to see. But I tell women, if you can hit all three points, that's touching his mental, touching his physical, and touching his emotional, that dick ain't never going to go down.
Come on now. You done dropped the mic. I picked it up because we have to finish the show, but you dropped it. Let me ask you this, while I know we're past our time, but let me ask you this, because you said there was no limits, there was no don'ts. Have you ever, let's just say that you and your guy at a very, very nice restaurant. I haven't been to a whole bunch of 5-7-star restaurants, so, you know, I would say something just as simple as a Maggiano's or a P.F. Chang. That's probably like a 3-star. 3.5-star, but I know they got nice tablecloths. So that being
mm-hmm.
said, have you ever ducked up under the tablecloth and gave fellatio to your guy in a restaurant?
Yes. That's why you always ask for the people that's closest to the bathroom.
Wow, so you can go spit?
Who spits at 40? Why are we spitting at 40?
Hey.
We still have black women spitting at 40?
Hey.
Really?
Hey.
That's what we doing out here
know.
Now? Hey, I need y'all to sign y'all girls up for my class. Who's spitting at 40?
Hey.
Oh, my
I
God.
I don't know, man. It's heavy loads, man. Heavy loads.
It's
know?
Okay. If we can take that out of the dinner.
Spit.
She's
I'd
all right.
I'd rather you go spit than I'm over here doing CPR.
If she can eat a full meal, I guarantee you she will be okay. She'll be okay. She'll be all right.
That's
a fact.
Thank y'all. Tell them it's been a classic, man.
Classic. One question.
Sure.
He literally haven't got a chance to talk about everything we wanted to talk about. If we asked one question and the callers came through tonight, like everybody killed it. Dope show. And
wow,
I am super
really?
Tipsy. I don't even know how I made it through the show.
Did you actually make it? I mean, you good?
I'm feeling it right now.
All right, well, you know, we want to definitely wish you a happy born day, man. Enjoy your family. Celebrate life, you know, especially amongst the chaos around us, man. So definitely a blessing, man, to be your homie, your partner, you know what I'm saying, your co-host. So, man, we thank you, man. I'm going to let you go ahead and jump off, man. How do we contact you? How do we get to your platforms? So.
You can find me on IG and Twitter at GEI_Tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell, or I forgot I had another Facebook, or Tone GEI. And you can follow the radio show at GEI Radio on all platforms. How can they find you?
Definitely can find me on Facebook first and foremost. I definitely been plugged into Facebook. I'll be digging into IG a little bit later on in the month, but you can find me at Malloy Rob, M-A-L-L-O-Y, Rob, Most of my content is public. Hit the follow button, because if you hit the friend button, you know, I got to do my due diligence on your ass. Can't be having folks trying to hack in my account, sending all them damn videos and stuff. Hey, but anyway, IG, you can find me at GG After Dark, and you can also find me at Rob, R-O-B, G-G Malloy, M-A-L-L-O-Y. And as always, I have two websites you definitely want to check out. First one is going to be ggafterdark.com. That's how you can keep up with me. And also we have GG Cares, man, G-I-G-I Cares, GG Cares. You can find me at both of those, man. And it's been amazing. I don't drink, but I still feel like I'm high. I'm high as shit right now off of the energy that's been going on. My hand is burning from all the notes, you know, and it's been pretty explosive. Lady X, we're going to coordinate something with you. We did hear you out and what you have going on. So I know me and Tony, we've been talking about coordinating some of our guests. So we're going to do that behind the scenes. And when the time is right, man, we're going to have a pretty dope panel. I think that's the direction that we may go, you know, have a treat from time to time. But, you know, we'll look into doing that, in the near future.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for your consistency, your support, and your energy, for sure. And, you know, I'm still thinking about, you said, as long as she can eat a full meal, right, she shouldn't be able to swallow. Is that what you're saying? I had to put some asterisks on that on my notes, man. You know, so I'm testing them. I'm testing them. Hey, baby, eat full meal.
Hey,
right? Full meal, man.
That's cool. You know what though? Because I heard that I heard her say she teach classes, and I think that's dope. And I want to know, do you like travel? Like, do you travel and do classes, or is it just in the area you at?
So I have not traveled outside of Georgia because we have a lot of young ladies here that. Keep me busy. You know, they keep me busy. A lot of married couples, a lot of shows and all that good stuff. So I don't travel really outside of Georgia, but hey, possibilities are endless, right?
Indeed. I mean, first and foremost, we can always make sure we got the virtual. We can always connect virtually. And then, you know, once we build that audience, and, you know, make sure that we make it worth your time to travel.
Sounds good. As long as y'all keep my anonymity, you know, I got to keep that Lady X. I got to keep that mysteriousness there. But most definitely,
oh, yeah.
I'd be more than happy. Yeah, I have too many guys knocking down my door otherwise.
All right.
Respect. Yeah, respect. Damn,
we definitely appreciate you calling in every Friday and checking in with us. Blessing us with your energy and your knowledge. Definitely continue to chop it up with us. GG, another dope show, man.
I do want to make sure that everybody knows and understands that there is a replay. There's a replay of the show that's posted after the show. You know, shortly after the show, you can find it on my platform, and you can also find it on Tone's platform. So that's why we share our platform. If you want to check out today's show, if you want to share it with other folks so they kind of understand how we get down, you know, definitely use that as a resource. So, again, we appreciate that support as well.
Definitely.
I think that's it, Tom.
Again,
we need to let you do what you need to do, bring in your born day the right way, man, with the fam. So salute.
Yeah, I'll probably be sleeping 10 minutes, but I had a good time. Definitely. Like I said, I've been up north, so I haven't been in Atlanta. I haven't been home. So I haven't been partying.
Yeah.
Of course, well, with the COVID-19, nobody has been partying, but Gigi, you know how we party when we in the city.
Oh, man, I can't hang, brother. I can't hang, but I damn sure try every time. Y'all send me home like Charlie Brown every time you party. So
we just chilling, man. Again, I appreciate everybody calling in, rocking with us. We here every Friday at 9 p.m., Freaky Friday, myself, Tone, and GG at the Dog. You know, everybody enjoy the rest of their weekend. Be safe. Protect yourself. Catch y'all next week. All right, G.
All right. All right, man. Peace. You guys be blessed, man. Take care.
Peace.